It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. For the past few days, there's been a situation with the authorities looking for a man from Oregon who is allegedly using dating apps to find his victims. Well, turns out, the police say that while he was on the run, he killed two men before ultimately taking his own life. So let's get into this article from CNN and let's see what kind of crazy, wild shit we have in store for us today. Headline, an Oregon man accused of torturing women before killing himself is now also a double homicide suspect, police say. This article was authored by Paradise Afshar, Joe Sutton, and Steve Almazy. Investigators believe a man who was accused of kidnapping and torturing a woman in Oregon and then died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after a standoff with law enforcement, also killed two men while he was on the run, authorities said on Wednesday. You know, I'll never understand these jerk-offs that murder a bunch of people and then kill themselves. Do the world a favor and just kill yourself first. Why do you have to cause all this misery and suffering and collateral damage? Benjamin Obadiah Foster, 36, died in a hospital Tuesday after an hours-long standoff that day with law enforcement in Grants Pass, Oregon, according to authorities. Foster was the subject of a manhunt that began January 24th after police found a female Grants Pass resident bound and severely beaten. On Tuesday, sheriff deputies doing a welfare check at a home in a community about 15 miles north of town discovered two men who had been killed. It seems like every time we hear about somebody who's on the run for a violent crime, they end up killing other people while they're on the run. Later Tuesday, police learned Foster returned to the same Grants Pass home where the January 24th torturing happened. After a standoff there, Foster shot himself with a .45 caliber handgun and died that night in a hospital, Grants Pass Police Chief Warren Hensman said at a news conference on Wednesday. It took time to extricate Foster, he said, because the suspect had burrowed deep under the house and floorboards needed to be cut to reach him. So this dude built a whole-ass bunker like he was trying to escape from Stalag 17. You're going to go there and you're going to rip up these floorboards and hide underneath the house like the rodent rat you are. Just do the world a favor, man. Save everybody the time. Save everybody the trouble. And if you think you're going to go on some kind of murder spree, I think it's only fair to start with yourself. Foster still was breathing after he was removed, but died an hour or two after being taken to the hospital, the chief said. Foster was the only suspect in the men's killings, authorities added. We are confident the community is safe, Hensman told reporters. The woman, who had been tortured last week, remains in critical condition, but is stable, Hensman said. The double homicide discovered Tuesday in Sunny Valley left a brutal scene, and the two men were victims of blunt force trauma, Oregon State Police Captain Kyle Kennedy said. While investigators think Foster killed the men, their work is not finished, he said. Now, I wonder how he gained access to that house with those two dudes in it. Did he come there on some kind of, like, false pretense? Did he know them? Did he just break in? I mean, you got two guys in this house, and this guy comes breaking in and ends up killing them both? There has to be more to the story than that, right? Investigators believe Foster was picked up from the area by a taxi Tuesday morning and driven to Grants Pass near the original scene of the crime, Kennedy said. Surveillance video in Grants Pass captured Foster with property that was linked back to the killings, according to Kennedy. On Tuesday, before the standoff was announced, Grants Pass police posted a photo to their Facebook page of the suspect walking a small dog. Hensman on Wednesday confirmed the dog was taken from the slain victim's property. So not only did he kill the two dudes, he takes their dog? Details about what led to the two killings in Sunny Valley weren't immediately available. So that's going to be interesting to see how that all went down. Did he break in? Did he gain access through some other means? Maybe like knocking on the door or something like that and pretending he needs help. They open the door and he barges in. Who the hell knows? But somehow he got access to that home and ended up killing these two dudes. In the January 24th case, prosecutors had accused Foster of torturing the woman with the intention of killing her, according to charging documents. Foster had been wanted on suspicion of attempted murder, kidnapping, and assault. Hell of a guy, huh? Another piece of trash who's trying to corner the market in the scumbag realm. Foster knew that victim before the attack, Hensman told CNN on Monday, saying the two had a prior relationship. He did not elaborate, but said this was not a random attack. At Wednesday's news conference, he referred to it as a former domestic relationship. The victim initially was found by a friend who called 911 and identified Foster as a suspect, police said. Officers were confronted with an absolutely disgusting scene, Hensman previously told CNN. The victim had been suffering the alleged abuses for a protracted amount of time before she was discovered, he said. Can you imagine being that poor woman? Being captured by this sick son of a bitch and being tortured and thinking that you're going to die at the hands of this madman? This will stay stained in my memory for many years to come, the police chief said, describing images of the scene as horrific.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The suspect had already fled by the time officers arrived where she was found, prompting a sweeping multi-day search for Foster that drew a flood of tips from the public, included federal, state, and local agencies, police said. As they searched for Foster, police warned he was extremely dangerous and potentially armed. Hensman said he was definitely a threat to others, particularly those who might try to befriend him. Investigators said Foster likely received help fleeing law enforcement. Police said they looked for him January 26th at a residence in Wolf Creek, some 20 miles north of Grants Pass, but he evaded capture and likely received assistance in fleeing the area. A 68-year-old Wolf Creek woman was arrested on suspicion of hindering prosecution, police said. And now she might be in other trouble because people were killed after the fact. So she's an accessory to those murders, maybe. Depending on how the prosecutor wants to go, he can really go for the gusto here and make her an accessory after the fact. So that'll be pretty interesting to see if they go that way and slap her with those charges on top of the other charges that she's looking at. Foster was subject of other abuse allegations. At least two women who have had relationships with Foster have accused him of attacking and abusing them, according to Clark County records from cases in Las Vegas. In the first case, his ex-girlfriend testified that in 2017, Foster flew into a rage and strangled her after seeing that another man had texted her. Foster was charged with felony battery, constituting domestic violence, the records show. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and I had never heard that story before or anything like that, but how could you really? I mean, with all of the cases of domestic abuse on a daily basis in Nevada, and hell, across the world, pretty hard to keep up with all of them, and in fact, hardly any of them are ever even reported in the media unless it ends up with someone being killed or something like this. While that case was still pending, he was charged with felony assault, battery, and kidnapping after his then-girlfriend told police that he had strangled her multiple times and kept her tied up for most of a 2-week period, according to the documents. You know what? When you get accused of something like that, and if you're found guilty of that, then you should go to prison for a very, very long time. Not only are you a violent criminal, but you're a sex offender on top of it. So can someone explain to me how letting someone like this out of jail or prison is going to be beneficial to anyone in society? Because it's not. Unfortunately, some people can't be rehabilitated. And those degenerates, those sex offenders and the murderers and multiple violent offenders, well, they're going to have to enjoy their time in prison because, in my opinion, they should never be let out. When you go to prison for something like this, there's no way you should be getting bail while somebody's rotting away for possession of drugs. Please, somebody make that make sense. The woman was finally able to escape by convincing Foster they needed to go to shop for food and fleeing through a store. A Las Vegas police report said, when she reached the hospital, she had 7 broken ribs, 2 black eyes, and abrasions to her wrists and ankles from being tied up, the report said. Foster accepted plea deals in both cases. In the first case, he was sentenced to a maximum of 30 months in prison, but given credit for 729 days served. It is unbelievable to me that a man like this wouldn't be in prison and kept there for quite some time. What do you think, they're not going to come out and commit the crimes again? How many of these people that go to prison for violent crimes against women or against anyone in a sexual nature come out and commit the crimes all over again? A huge portion. So why do we continue to let people like this out of jail, out of prison, and back into our communities where they can sow all kinds of chaos and cause all kinds of misery? I'm all for prison reform, but letting violent criminals out before their term is up and giving them all kinds of freebies and goodies is certainly not something I'm down with. Everybody should be treated humanely while in prison, but besides that, I don't think that these killers or these murderers or these rapists should be given any kind of time off. When you commit a crime like this, you should have to suffer the penalties for these crimes for the whole entire duration. You got mandatory sentences when it comes to crack cocaine, but you don't have mandatory sentences for this sick bastard? So until our justice system gets serious about dealing with degenerates like this, we're going to keep having to deal with stories like this, and people are going to have their lives altered forever by encounters with dirty, rotten bastards like this scumbag. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes along with this episode can be found in the description box.